Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Picture it now, running out of the tunnel in New Orleans. Speaking of him, Nick Sirianni is going to be doing his weekly press conference coming up. We'll bring that to you in just a little bit. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. It is the Midday Show. And Hugh, we're watching a great defense here. A great defense that is not a luxury, that is truly a necessity.
They're playing well.
Oh, come on. This is the stock answer.
I don't know what else you want me to say. They're playing well. I mean, you know.
Say it's a necessity. That's what we want you to say.
They're playing well.
No.
They know that.
Thank you.
No, they're playing well. They're playing well.
This is beyond well. They've been the best defense in the sport for 2.5 months.
Extremely well.
They have taken Matt Stafford and made him look ordinary. They took Lamar Jackson and made him look ordinary. They took Russell Wilson, and he kind of is ordinary at this point, but they made him look even more ordinary.
Extremely well.
They took Joe Burrow, who's probably been the best statistical quarterback in the league this year. Made him look ordinary.
Yeah. You know, Joe was complaining about the fact that they broke into his house. But, dog, listen, I don't – like, because that's bad business, you know, taking something that anybody else has.
Sure,
bad business.
Course,
you know, I've been, you know, a victim of theft myself. But, dog, when you buy a $3 million vehicle, I mean, you know what I mean? And it's posted all over the place. I mean, let's be honest, that's kind of a red flag. They know you got bread. Now they trying to – you know what I mean?
See, you know, this is deflecting away from the defense.
A little bit. This is deflecting.
It's
no, but y'all didn't. Wait a minute, I'm not filibustering, but this is
you
pretty.
Are.
You know, remember because a couple weeks ago,
no,
remember he bought, like I was talking about, the Batmobile.
Yes, I know.
He bought a Batmobile. He bought the Batmobile for $3 million.
You're saying he brought it on himself?
Yeah. Well, that's a little harsh. that's a little harsh.
I'm just saying though,
when it's advertised that, you know what I mean, you just bought a $3 million car. And they break into your crib. I mean, come on, man. You can't, you know what I mean? You got to tone that thing down just a little bit.
Of all the Douglas filibusters over the months, this might be the craziest one. Hey, the Eagles defense might be the best they've ever had. Yeah, but you know what? Joe Burrow got his house broken into.
Yeah.
How about that? Like,
no, it's called a pivot. That's not a filibuster. That's just a pivot.
It's a filibuster.
It's a pivot.
A filibuster is a legal pivot.
You didn't find it interesting? He bought a three.
You?
He bought a tumbler.
What about the defense?
It's like a fully functional tumbler. Do you know how cool that is?
It's awesome.
It's freaking awesome.
We all know it's awesome. You know what else is awesome? The Eagles shutting him down.
Does it have blinkers? You think it got blinkers?
You don't need blinkers. You're driving that thing.
No, you just get out the way.
215-592-9494. Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? We've had some people out there that have been pushed back on the 91 defense. Look, that was a great defense. I was very young then. I can't give you a chapter and verse on that defense. I know the stats. They had 3 All-Pros. They had 2 second-team All-Pros. They were a great defense. And if Randall doesn't get hurt, maybe they win a Super Bowl. But when I'm thinking of great Eagles defense, I think of 0-2 with Dawk and obviously Hugh with 12.5 sacks, though, you know, a lot of gets bad quarterback.
Tomato.
12.5 sacks, great defense. 0-4, great defense. So you guys were trending a little bit older at that point. 17, good enough to win the Super Bowl. 22, 70 sacks, it was great. I just watch how this thing's coming together here, and they get better week by week. They're the best defense in the NFL right now. They're good in almost every area. It's the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? Is it the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? And if you want to comment on the Jake Glazer report we brought to you a little while ago, where he said BG and Big Dom went to Jalen Hurts' house during the bye week and told him to connect more. Wasn't that the story we got last year, that he needed to connect more?
Yeah, that was a little bit. I was saying that he's not interacting with his teammates as much as he once did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. I mean, as long as it worked, but it's kind of bizarre that then BG said it was lies or whatever. I mean, why would Jake Glazer make that story up now?
I don't know.
What is the point?
I think this. I think that, and I'm not calling BG a liar, because you got to be very careful in this situation, because the way it's presented, you don't want to make it seem like, you know, you're calling somebody a liar. But I feel like at this point, BG's name has been said in the paper so much, and it's been circulated with, I'm not going to say negativity, but just the rally cry.
Yeah.
That he's probably trying to distance himself as much as he possibly can from any kind of controversy. So that's probably why I say what he did, because he said LOL.
This is an overcompensation.
Maybe a little bit.
I feel that. You could just ignore it, though. I mean,
the unfortunate thing about this day and age that we live in, even if you ignore it, it gives it life.
So, okay. Now, the next time BG talks, which I'm not sure when that is, obviously he's not playing right now, he's injured, he might be asked about this, and then he could explain it further, like, hey, we hung out, but like it wasn't really like that, or no, that never, like he could explain it. When you just comment lies, I don't know, it's like adding more fuel to the fire, because then people will see that comment, and actually it will make the original thing bigger.
Because the bottom line is this. Say, for instance, he didn't go to Jalen's house. Maybe they came to the NovaCare complex.
Right, that's what I mean by details. Yeah.
And maybe they Dom was there and they talked about it. So it's not, you know, when you say it like that, it just kind of adds air to it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Maybe they met at a Wendy's. By the way, thanks to our friends at Wendy's for all the amazing food. They brought us a lot today. Everything.
Yes, they did.
The new mushroom bacon cheeseburger, chicken sandwiches, fries, and the new salted caramel frosty, which is rising up my frosty rankings. I doubted it.
That's not bad, man.
It goes well with the fries.
Gotta tell you.
You were right. I mean, Kyle was right on this one. Try Wendy's new mushroom bacon cheeseburger today. Roasted mushrooms, crispy bacon, Munster cheese, and a creamy garlic spread on Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef for some mushroomy, bacony goodness. Gotta be Wendy's. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll give you some new math that was uncovered on the race for the number one seed. Brand new math that actually is important to note as we go into this weekend. Clay in Kansas City. What's up, Clay?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Clay?
So I am, unfortunately, I'm old, so I do remember that 91 defense. I was hoping Seth would be on. He was one of my favorite Eagles. Sad part about that 91 defense, man, they did hold the Oilers to 6 points in the House of Pain. That was that Chuck and Duck offense, if anybody remembers that. Ben Smith, I believe, was like, he's our Tony Coniglieri to go way back. I know I'm going way back there.
Oh, I know that name. Yeah, of course. Tony Coniglieri had took the baseball to the face, and he never played it. Yeah, they're same again.
Yes, Ben Smith was our Quinion Mitchell when they took him. I think it was in the 20th pick, maybe, out of Georgia in 90. And they didn't. And I'll tell you something. One more thing about that 91 team. They didn't even go to the playoffs. They did not even go to the playoffs. So. I would say the 91 defense, but I want to say a couple things. First of all, you really can't compare 91 to today just because of the style. First of all, Andre Waters would have been thrown out of the league in the first half of a game if he played today. Okay, God rest his soul. You can't put your hands on the wide receivers now. You could back then. And the one guy that was making the comment about the running back getting out and catching passes, in that 46 defense, they had to keep the running back in to block. So, I mean, it's really hard to compare. I want to ask you one question, though. Did you give up on the Thundercats too early? Because you were making that reference all offseason.
No, not at all. I still like these kids, man. I still like them. No, I haven't given up on them.
I think it just got overshadowed, Clay, because he decided defense didn't matter anymore. But he is a Thundercats fan. I mean, that's true. I mean, he was on the Georgia Kids.
You know, they're
all
making a live-action movie, Thundercats.
They're just so athletic. I mean, the thing about it is they're so athletic. I mean, if you watch that, you watch the pass rushers. That Nolan Smith, he engages, he disengages, and then he gets low and gets underneath the blocker. I mean, you know, I tell you right now, Hassan Reddick is probably watching this team thinking, what did I do?
Mm.
You know, I mean, and I feel sorry for him in that situation. But maybe Bryce Huff can come in and be an asset here. you know, one, a couple more things. Just, you know, nobody's talking about, man, Cam Jurgens is really playing well. If you will look at the tape, man, he is playing well. And N'Kobe Dean, oh, my goodness, his ability to see it, and he, and the defensive line are keeping the blockers off of those guys, and, boy, they're getting to the ball, and everybody tackles. So they have the capacity to be the best defense ever. They're on that road. I wouldn't say it yet. I will agree with you. If they win the Super Bowl, I'm all in on this defense being the best defense ever, surpassing that 91 defense.
I love it, Clay.
You guys have a great day.
You too, you as buddy. Well. Appreciate it. So Clay brought something to our attention, and this is going to probably upset people that love the 91 defense. Do we have to subtract a little bit that they didn't make the playoffs? I'm not saying it was their fault, but they never even got to play in a playoff game. Like the Eagles' defense in 2017 that Hugh chose, they weren't great, but they did hold two opponents down in the playoffs. That adds to their legacy. And then the BG strip sack in the Super Bowl. Like, can you be the best Eagles offense or defense ever without a playoff game?
See, that's what I'm saying. It all depends on what your criteria is. Mm. And that's the tough thing about it, man. But the bottom line is this. We all have defenses that we remember for whatever reason and we gravitate towards.
Yeah.
It's just for me, when you talk about the greatest defense of all time, I don't think that could be said without talking about the team that won the Super Bowl, because regardless of what the numbers look like, they were good enough during the course of that season, number one, to put their team in the playoff hunt and to win enough games to warrant them going to the Super Bowl and then actually winning the game.
Well, and to be fair, if you go to the, if you just think about the Super Bowl, the two most famous plays, one is obviously the Philly special, but the second most famous play of the game is the Brandon Graham strip sack of Tom Brady. All right, let's get to Nick Sirianni. Is he coming up at the podium here?
I brought to the table working with Jalen this year.
Yeah, I think he's an outstanding coach who's played the position and at a very high level, you know, in the NFL and big time college football, and so. You know, Doug's been a great coach for a long time too, in college and in professional football. Coached a lot of good players. Has been a coordinator. So, you know, again, I just think he's done a really nice job of you know, coaching Jalen and coaching the other guys. And I think he's been fit in really well with our staff. And obviously, him and Kellen have a prior relationship. And yeah, really, really pumped that he's on our staff, because I think he's a heck of a football coach, heck of a person, and he's doing a great job.
And is there specifically where he's made a difference with Jalen?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, when our players perform well, all that credit goes to the players. But, you know, the coaches are behind the scenes, you know, helping those guys out and trying to help them play to the best of their abilities. And so, of course, you know, I wouldn't say I'm not going to get into the specifics of what that is. But, you know, but Doug's just a really good coach, consistently focused on the details of his drop, of the fundamentals of how, you know, how to play and throw, and the drop, the footwork that goes along with it. So all those things. And he's just, I think, you know, Doug's just a bulldog and is always, you know, all right, here, now, anytime there's a issue or a mistake, you know, he's going to be in it, or a footwork mistake, he's going to be on it. And I know that's something they've talked a lot about.
To the staff.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe a little early to talk about this, but the Jets interviewing for their GM position made me think about it. I mean, you guys are playing well enough. Some teams may inquire about some people on your staff, specifically your coordinators. Given the history of that, how have you kind of approached that, or you know, to know that there's dialogue open, clarity, and you know, kind of succession plans in order?
Yeah, you know, again, we've been through that before. You know, you're constantly trying to develop the guys that aren't the coordinators to be able to step into those roles. You know, if that were something that would be called upon, and your eyes always out for, you know, other guys that could be, you know, in play for that as well. You know, again, we get to that and, you know, you always have to focus on, I know I always say, hey, focus on the time being where you are, all these things, but there are things that you do have to focus on and think about. In which case some of those things happen. And so, yeah, that's something that's I wouldn't say is on my mind heavy right now, but, you know, we always, you know, going into the year, as the year progresses, you have plans on what you think you might do if those things happen.
Your defense has the lowest blitz rate in the NFL, and yes, it's number one. From an offensive-minded coach's point of view, what does it, you know, how does it affect you when a defense doesn't?
And is able to be as productive. Yeah, I mean that's a huge, you know, advantage as far as our defense. And I think what happens when you blitz are some things that happen. Again, there's many different ways to be successful. You know, as a defense, you know, if you look at all the defenses that have been top five, I mean, they're all going to have their different styles. One thing as an offense that you think about when a team blitzes is there's one less guy to tackle your skill players if you are passing in that particular case, you know, once you get the ball in their hands. And I think back to, you know, our Green Bay game, they brought a pressure, you know, the guy missed a tackle and then there was less people there to chase down AJ. And then also same thing, you know, as a run game, after you get through that first level, there's different blitzes that after you get through that first level, you know, you can really, there's one less guy to tackle when you do that. And so, yeah, I mean, I think we've been really good at stopping explosive plays as a defense. You know, that's part of it. And we've done a good job there of tackling and, you know, and playing different coverages in the secondary. So, you know, many different reasons, a lot of different ways to be successful. Our defense has been playing really good so far.
When you have a sustained stretch,
I was looking at you
of success. Do you have to handle things differently when it comes to corrections? When you have this,
say that one more time.
When you have a sustained stretch of success, do you have to change your messaging at all when it comes to corrections? Do you have to tweak things?
No, I think, when you are making corrections, the tape is very black and white, right? I mean, as far as either I didn't do my job or I did do my job. That's as a player, that's as a coach. And so, and our job, things that we focus so much on as coaches is to paint the picture very clear so that the job requirement is very clear, right? And so, what, you know, showing them different looks, different pictures, different things like that. Hey, here's a job requirement on this. And when you meet the standard, whether that's in situational football, whether that's on a play design, whether it's on a play design versus a certain look, offensively or defensively, when you meet the standard, you point it out and say, hey, this is really good. When you don't meet the standard, you correct it. I think that's something that you do no matter what. I know that sometimes you can even be harder on guys after wins and through stretches there, because you're constantly trying to, everyone's trying to get better. So nothing really changes. Again, it's kind of our core value as far as accountability. You know, our job as coaches is to be very clear and to do the things that we need to do. And then their job as players is to, you know, to live up to that standard. And so we talk about that, and our corrections to the coaches and players are the same off of that.
You didn't face Marshawn Lattimore the first time with Washington. You did with New Orleans. But has that changed up after what you saw, expanding their coverages and changing up their coverages?
Yeah, you know, it's been one game with him in there. He's a really good football player. We've played against him in the past with our games against the Saints, but really outstanding football player. Probably a little bit too little of film to be able to say, hey, you know, because again, it's just been one game and you can see different things, but yeah, he's a really good player that would allow him to do different things like that because of how good he's played in the, you know, as a pro. So we'll have to be ready for him, and this is a good defense we're going against.
You spoke Monday about player development. How do you do that during the season when so much of the week is game plan specific? And what's Barwin's player development program kind of behind the scenes for you guys?
Yeah, you know, little things that we do extra, again, not getting too much into that, but there's you know, we talk about having meetings with just the scout team players to prep them for practice, specifically on their jobs for that, so we get good looks as an offense. Well, a product of that too, or as a defense or in an offense, a product of that is you're spending extra time with them, you know, coaching those guys up. And then we always try to find extra time at the end of the week where they're just, you know, because when you go and you watch the offensive tape after practice or the defensive tape, you're watching, you know, your plays. You're not going back sometimes in the film room and showing the scout team. So we're finding extra time to be able to do that with those guys as coaches, you know, and then extra periods that we have. What, you know, we always have extra walkthrough periods with just developmental guys. We always have, you know, extra periods at the end of the week, 7-on-7, 1-on-1s, different things like that with just the developmental guys and individual periods that are just specialized with them. And again, just trying to, you know, pay them a lot, you know, get, you know, continue to develop the guys that aren't necessarily playing. I think what Connor does, he does a good job of, you know, spending that extra time with these guys as well, you know, grading the tape and in different ways, maybe that different, little differently than the coaches look at it. But again, you're trying to develop guys as much as you can. Again, going back, recruit, retain, develop. You know, that's something that has been stuck in my mind for a long time, just with what I was taught, recruit, retain, develop. And Howie and his guys have done a great job of getting guys in here. And, you know, and then our job as coaches is to develop them. And that's not just, you know, just as coaches, but, you know, through all the different departments we have in this building, you know, Bob and his staff developing them, how to talk to you guys, how, you know, and so everybody has a little piece of that. As far as how we develop, it's a truly an organizational, cool thing about an organizational process.
Vic said earlier in the season that he's up in the booth because he likes to spread out, have notes. I know all coaches.
And it's cold at this time of year.
Yeah, that too. And he could be on the camera whenever that is. But the, all you coach is being prepared in your own ways. But that and the other ways, how have you seen him and his thoroughness? It seems like in some ways there are, he takes it to another level.
Yeah. I just always see him pushing ways to get better and pushing ways. I mean, he's always watching tape. He's always, you know, if he's not in the staff room watching tape with the guys or his staff, you know, the defensive staff, he's in his room grinding out on tape and looking for anything that can give us an advantage, right? He's, and again, anything that can give him an advantage to call the game, anything that can give our guys an advantage to, you know, to play the game. And so you really admire that because he's, you know, putting the guys in positions to succeed and also just trying to give them every little nugget. I really respect the way he grinds and goes about his business.
Two more, please. In the 5 weeks since you last played the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, what have you seen from him specifically as far as, you know, where they are this year and how well he's been?
Yeah, he's super dynamic. Man, he's a good passer. You know, he's outstanding with the ball in his hands and creating. Got a lot of respect for him. And then, you know, we'll have to play him for a couple times a year for a long time. And so just got, again, I just continue to see him get better, you know, as he sees different looks and different things like that. And I think they're doing a great job with him as coaches over there as well, and adapting the offense around him.
What did you think of Gio's outfit the other night?
Yeah, he's always got really cool outfits on. I wish I could pull those off.
All right. Thank you.
There he goes. Nick Sirianni there, his weekly press conference. Right, a couple things that stood out. Number one, Hugh, he didn't commit, but he also didn't make it seem like it was impossible for Bryce Huff to play this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The 21-day practice window is open, as we mentioned, so we'll keep an eye on that. Did I miss an update on Landon Dickerson? Did anyone ask about Landon Dickerson?
Doesn't seem like it.
I unless I missed it, I didn't hear that. And that's what I wanted to hear, because he came out of that game, didn't come back in on Sunday.
Must be fine then, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but what was the verbiage he used on Monday? Monday he was asked about it, and he said, we'll see, and we'll tell you more on Wednesday. Now, look, I think, Hugh, if it was a really big deal, it would have leaked out.
He would have addressed it, yeah.
Yeah, but it also, we'll see about if he plays this weekend. We'll get more on that. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop right. We got What If Wednesday we got on the other side. And we will get into a bit of a snag in the Eagles' pursuit of the one seed coming up. We talked about that. We didn't get a chance to go over the math on it. But there's new math now. It's not complicated. It just changes the equation here. And the spoiler, we may need Hughes Bears. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. What If Wednesday next, your phone calls. Is this the best Eagles defense you have ever seen? This hour sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.